Imagine scooping up huge sockeye salmon just off the beach in a gigantic butterfly net. It's called dip netting, and for a few weeks a year in Alaska, it's legal. In our summer series on fishing, NPR's Elizabeth Arnold wades in with the dip netters at the mouth of the Kenai River.
The McDonald's parking lot in town is empty, but the gulls flocking to the beach are an even better sign the Kenai dipnet fishery is on. Thousands of gulls scavenge both sides of the wide, silty mouth of the Kenai River. They're here for the feast, just like everybody else. The beach is a makeshift village of tents, tarps, coolers, and folding chairs. And in the water, a snaking line of long-handled dip netters poised like great blue herons. With handmade nets attached to long metal poles, the dip netters wrestle their catch to the shore. Like his father and grandfather, John Williamson has done this his whole life.
I see it as a gift. You know, there's no sportsmanship about it. There's no skill involved. It's really kind of a humbling thing. You know, you get out there and you say, okay, feed me. You know, and you wait for food to come along.
Williamson considers it a miracle every season that he and any other Alaska resident can dip enough salmon to can, freeze, and smoke to last the winter. And like everyone else here, he's intent on catching his limit, 25 fish per head of the household, an additional 10 for each family member. Just down the beach, kneeling in his brown neoprene waders, Ernest Maxwell scores the bright red flesh of a sockeye salmon as his three small children look on wide-eyed. He's new to the state and to dip netting.
It's the most fascinating thing I've ever done. This is only an Alaska thing. I mean, it's hard for anyone else to even fathom. It's almost like having a free run on the candy store, you know? It's just almost goofy.
What may seem like excess is actually one of the most carefully managed fisheries in the world. Every salmon returning to this river to spawn is calculated and allocated. Once it's determined how many are needed to keep the run sustainable, the rest are divvied up among the sport, commercial, and personal use fisheries. Shoulder to shoulder with Alaska natives who've done this for centuries, Milton Moore says he's just grateful for the chance.
I mean, I think this was the way of life before fishing, you know, because I think everybody's entitled to fish no matter how they get it.
It's raining hard now, but nobody seems to notice. Coolers all over the beach are filling up, their lids flopping open. A few yards away, Roberta Andrews struggles to get a tangled salmon from her net.
You're never going to get that fish.
I know.
That's like untangling a fly line. Look at that.
You know, and you always worry that they're not in there good enough, that they're going to get out before you get them back to the beach.
Roberta is one of many women in the water. Indeed, every race, age, and social strata is represented. Fishing, especially this kind of fishing, is a great equalizer.
Everybody is out there just rooting for everybody else because they know if you're getting a fish, then they're coming through. You know, it's not like combat fishing.
But is it really even fishing compared to tricking a trout with an artificial fly? Patrick Tinsley, a carpenter from Fairbanks, says, in Alaska, we don't throw them back. We don't play with our food.
I mean, it's great, but these guys, like these highbrow fishermen, trout fishermen, they go out and spend, what, you know, $300 on a single pole. They spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on all this fancy equipment and the guide and all this crap, and I can spend $20 and catch 50 salmon.
Ernest Maxwell, now hauling a brimming cooler on a plastic sled up the beach, isn't sure what to call it, but he likes it.
Everybody asks, how do you know when you get one? Mm-hmm. You know. You know, it just, you fill it in the net. And that's the thing that keeps you out there. It's just the fun of getting one in the net and then dragging it in, you know.
Well, that's fishing.
Yeah, that's close approximation to fishing.
Uh-huh.
I don't say it in a negative way, but I mean, you know, if you're a diehard fisherman, I mean, this is getting away with murder.
Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Kenai.